Let's continue this conversation about marijuana regulations in this state. Mark Kleiman is professor of public policy at UCLA. He's also Washington State's former policy advisor on legal marijuana. Mark Kleiman, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
You know, we just heard Jenny Durkin, the U.S. attorney, talking about the lack of state taking the first steps and making sure that regulation is clear and comprehensive. You have said that that might be one of the problems with what the state is embarking on, that pot should be regulated by the federal government with uniform policy across all states. What do you think of what you're hearing about what's happening in Washington?
Seems disappointing that the legislature couldn't move forward. Not very surprising. You got a large and vigorous quasi-medical marijuana business whose business model is threatened by commercial legalization. And I'm not surprised that they were able to use some lobbying muscle to beat back the proposal. I don't actually understand the politics. I gather there was some issue about the allocation of money to local governments where the Republicans weren't happy.
Right, right. How do you assess?
But whatever the deal was, you're now left with a mess. And I think the U.S. Attorney is right to say that the taxed and regulated market, I wouldn't call it a monopoly because it's a competitive business, but the taxed and regulated market being set up under 502 is not going to be able to compete with the untaxed and unregulated medical outlet system. And, of course, then there's also the issue you raised, which is the possibility that the feds will step in. So I don't know. I have not talked to anybody in Washington about this. I don't know what the political next step is. I don't know if the governor has the power to call a special session. But this probably should not wait till the legislature reconvenes.
Well, especially since the pot stores are supposed to be open in June. You know, you've said in the past, you've written in the past, that this regulatory system will be mediocre to lousy at preventing an upsurge of drug abuse. How so?
I think there are limits to what any state can do while cannabis remains illegal federally. So a genuine state monopoly system, like a state store system the way Washington used to have for liquor sales, has lots of attractive features as a control mechanism, but can't be done while selling remains illegal under federal law because the state can't have its employees committing federal crimes. I think Washington did a substantially better job than Colorado in trying to create some reasonable rules. I'm worried that the tax structure is not going to, in the long run, be able to prevent a very substantial decrease in price. And I think the biggest threat in terms of increased drug abuse is very low prices. So that's the main concern. I'm also disappointed that there aren't tighter controls on marketing effort.
How do you mean?
And there's a legal issue about how much the state could really do. But I would have leaned toward being extremely restrictive about marketing.
What are you seeing that's of concern to you in terms of marketing?
Well, the rules basically say you can't market to minors, which is a perfectly reasonable rule. But it sort of treats marketing to adults as not problematic, and I don't think that's right. I mean, the problem is that in order to make money selling cannabis, you have to sell it to people who smoke a lot of it. So the casual users aren't really your target market. And that seems to me like a pretty big problem.
The state's going to have fairly high prices. Go ahead.
Sorry.
You go ahead.
If the failure to regulate the medical business means that the tax revenues aren't coming in from the commercial side, then the funding for the prevention efforts that's in the initiative won't be there.
And then at the same time, the high prices are going to affect people's maybe still moving into the black market or using the gray market of medical marijuana because of the high prices from the state?
I don't think the prices in the I-502 stores are going to be very high. They might be right at the beginning. As we saw in Colorado, there was a price spike when the stores opened because there was a limited amount of legal production. But I would think a year from now, the commercial stores are going to be way underselling the illicit market. And again, unless there are regulations from the state, I can imagine the feds stepping in. Those outlets are pretty vulnerable. They're open, and that means that if the feds want to put them out of business, they can pretty easily.
How? What would they do?
Eastern Washington has never had the level of medical availability that Western Washington has had because the U.S. attorney there has been much more hostile to the medical outlets. And I can imagine the Western District turning around. And so the result of all this might be actually less availability.
Mark Kleinman, do you expect the federal government will adopt a uniform policy when it applies to states about marijuana?
I'm not optimistic about anything that has to get through this Congress. It's obviously the right thing to do, but there are lots of things that are obviously the right thing to do that Congress isn't moving on.
So a year from now, what's the marijuana market going to look like in this country a year from now?
It's going to look like Colorado with a fairly vigorous commercial market into which its medical market has largely been folded. Jump ball, what's going to happen in Washington State, whether somehow we get a legislative handle on the medical side or whether we've just got two competing systems. Probably one or two states will legalize commercial sale this fall. I think the main wave of those will be in 2016.
All right, Mark Kleinman, I appreciate you talking to us. He's professor of public policy at UCLA. He's been a consultant for Washington State on legal marijuana issues. Jump ball for Washington State. This is The Record.